This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The world of the great outdoors comes to life each week here on this station with the WSMI Outdoors program. Best of all, this week is no exception. And we'll be looking at some very good news for the Chicago area. Also, when it comes to local fishing, we have reports from each of our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And we'll be talking of other interest, items of other interest to outdoorsmen here in the WSMI listening area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, Chicago recently received some very good news. In fact, this month's seasonal intensive monitoring survey, designed to leave nothing to chance and to investigate each nook and cranny of selected Illinois waterways for Asian carp, came up with plenty of fish, but no big head or silver carp. It's certainly good news to be able to report that no big head or silver carp were found during this round of monitoring, since Kevin Irons, co-chair of the Asian Carp Monitoring and Response Work Group, and also manager of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Aquatic Nuisance Species Program. He says we intensively monitor waters connecting the Illinois River for Lake Michigan for Asian carp twice a year, each year, and we're pleased to see our carp mitigation efforts paying dividends. Efforts by the IDNR, the Illinois Department of Natural History Survey, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers during the survey conducted June 3rd through 14th included environmental DNA surveillance at more than 400 sites in the investigation of 602 sites for fish. Crews in the survey area used a variety of methods to look for silver carp, the fish normally known to jump out of the water in large numbers and in the areas of the country, and big head carp as well. Environmental DNA was detected in Lake Calumet this April and the focus of monitoring this spring. While the DNA has been detected in the Chicago area for years at low rates, studies have shown that it does not necessarily indicate that a live fish is the source. Whether it could be from plentiful waterfowl, waterbird populations in the area, bosel boats, and or even dead fish found occasionally after leaping onto a vessel as much as 100 miles away. More promising was the amount of diversity noted in the fish. The group is part of the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee, a collaboration of 28 agencies committed to the management of and control of an Asian carp. The committee assures resources and plans are in place to protect the Great Lakes from this invasive species. The group was established to determine the distribution and abundance of Asian carp and manage control actions and prevent upstream passage of Asian carp towards Lake Michigan, and to establish comprehensive procedures for responding to Asian carp population status. The group produces a monitoring and response plan which spells out specific actions to be taken if Asian carp are detected where they should not be. The IDNR and the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission, co-chair of the group, which was funded through the 2019 Asian Carp Action Plan, to date, these and other efforts have reduced the Asian carp population at the leading edge of the invasion in the Illinois waterway by 96%. Continued efforts are necessary to protect the Great Lakes, with enhanced efforts to be unveiled later in 2019. These enhanced efforts target the Peoria Pool of the Illinois waterway with the intent of further control and reduce upstream populations. So there you go. We do appear that we have some fish in the Chicago area, but not necessarily Asian carp. And it does look like there's fishing to be found locally as well as the Chicago area. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville right now, walleye and largemouth bass are turning on. Walleye fishermen are using a jig and crawler in about 3 to 6 feet of water and doing pretty good. And anglers are fishing topwater lures, frogs, and jigs near woody cover for largemouth bass, so there's plenty of good fishing there to be found. At Carlisle Lake, catfish are currently the best catch at the lake on shad and commercial catfish baits. Not much to report from the crappie, however. The white bass are starting to turn on, and can be caught on inline spinners anywhere trolled all throughout the lake. And largemouth bass are rated fair, but only on a variety of lures. So there's good fishing to be found. And at Wren Lake and the state southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Spinner baits, rattle traps, and other surface baits are reports of fish are coming around the Gun Creek area below the dam. Fish in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes, and fish near around bridges along the rocks. Natural structure along the creek channel is also yielding some fish. And the crappie are rated good. Small to medium minnows are working well. Quarter ounce and eighth ounce black and white jigs with heads of orange or blue jigs. Fishing is still okay in the bushes. However, they're still starting to catch some of the fish a little deeper around the structure. And the bluegill are rated good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets are working well from the sailboat harbor in Mine 21 Road. That's the shoreline fishermen. Boat fishermen are fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. Set your bait about half the water depth and lean back and catch all the fish you want. And channel catfish are rated excellent. Probably the best catch right now. Large minnows, leeches, nightcrawlers, and commercial catfish baits working very well. And the white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly-tailed grubs are working well. Reports of these fish are coming in around 154 bridges, and they're catching them also off the rocks and drop-offs. You can fish in shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. So there's good fishing to be found at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineers reservoirs. And unsuccessful applicants, non-residents, and anyone who has not applied for or received a dove permit may now apply on the IDNR website from the date, the remaining and opening dates. This opportunity ends in middle end of July. After initial application period that ended early in July, applications from non-residents and Illinois residents who have not already applied for a permit can apply for a wild turkey fall shotgun permit through mid to late August. Residents will be given a preference for permits allocated in the second lottery drawing. And the third drawing for wild turkey permits begins in late August. The second drawing wraps up mid-August. And anyone who has not had a permit or has not issued one permit may be applying for one in the third drawing. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.